This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and you pick the real headline out of the following. I have three headlines. Pick the real one. You ready?
Okay. I'll play.
Ready.
Right. Goat boy found in Amazon. That's A. Ooh. B. Okay. Passionate monkey makes love to squirrel. C. Vending machine kills prankster.
I hope it's the vending machine kills prankster.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to the monkey thing. I don't even want to go there.
What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, go with the vending machine.
Vending machine kills prankster.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you guys, we are so smart.
Very smart.
Yay.
Yay. Factoid of the day. President Andrew Jackson spent most of his adult life with a bullet 2 inches away from his heart as a result of a duel he fought before becoming president. Do you know that?
Did not.
Had no relationship to Jose Canseco whatsoever. Nothing. Get it?
Yes, that's stupid.
His finger. What?
I mean, who would agree to a duel?
I challenge you to a duel.
You're dead.
The scene out of Indiana Jones.
Duel over. Right.
Remember that?
When, yeah.
And that was, by the way, that whole scene was impromptu. He had the flu that day. Did you ever hear that story?
Yeah, he was sick and couldn't do all the stunts that they wanted him to do.
And he was
started to wing it and won. Great.
Dr. Ken Kronos joins us with the medical news of the week. Hopefully it's not all about Ebola. Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour to promote happiness. Does happiness actually make you more successful? Meanwhile, according to news reports today, a certain private Catholic school was recently faced with a unique problem. Number of 12-year-old girls beginning to use lipstick. They put it on in the bathroom, was fine provided it was of natural or neutral skin tone, but after they put on the lipsticks, they were thinking, oh, this is great, I love these. And then they would just sort of say, up yours to the nuns, they'd leave the lip print on their mirror. In the girls' bathroom. Every night, the maintenance man would go in and wash it off. Next day, girls would put the...
I'd kick those girls back to school so fast.
Finally, the principal, Sister Mary Marvelous, I don't know if that's her real name, that's what they called her.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah.
That's great.
Decided something had to be done. So she called all the girls into the bathroom, met the maintenance man there, explained that all these lip prints were causing a problem for the custodian who had to clean the mirror every night. You can imagine where the princesses were on this. So to demonstrate how difficult it had been to clean the mirror, Sister Mary Marvelous asked the maintenance man to show the girls how much effort it was to clean off the lipstick.
This is great. Good.
So he took out a squeegee and a washcloth, dipped it into the toilet bowl, and cleaned the mirror. Since then,
I love it.
No lip prints on the mirror.
That's funny.
Okay, how many people are tired of going into restaurants and hearing the waitresses refer to you as guys? This upset me so much. Meredith was embarrassed, I think, to a point over the weekend. We went into a couple of different places, and on Sunday morning, we sometimes go out for a little, we go to a little diner and have a little quick breakfast on Sunday morning before we get started with our day. And this woman, she so annoyed me. She kept calling us guys, and I said, we're not guys. And then I sort of said, I've been in three places the last couple of days, and all the waitresses refer to the customers as you guys.
I do that all the time.
Worse than them being referred to as darling, honey, sugar, sweetie.
You mean the waitresses?
Waitresses. Yeah. Oh, my dad used to do it, and it's just old school.
Yeah. You know, sweetie.
Ever
embarrass you?
Darling. And it was just a term of affection. I'm like, Dad, come on now.
How old were you when you said that to your father?
30, I guess.
Come on.
Darling. But, I mean, think about it. Think about what they get called on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they should refer to their customers as ma'am or sir or whatever it is. But, you know.
But, you know, guys is such a term that's so prevalent. I use it all the time. Hey, guys. What's up, guys? Hi, guys.
I do all the time. I don't notice it with you, but it really got annoying. So I said something to this waitress, and she looked at me and looked at Meredith and said, there's only two waitresses in here today. We haven't got enough help, and I'm in no mood to listen to you complain.
Wow.
And I looked at Meredith. And
then she probably spit in your food.
Well, right. You know what? No, she tried to make up for it afterwards because my face turned red, and I pushed the chair back, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else. And then we decided to stay. It wasn't bad breakfast, and she was very nice.
Wait, did we decide to stay, or did Meredith tell you were staying?
No.
Because if I were Meredith, I would make you stay.
Really?
After you said something, yes, I would be like, we're not going to leave now.
What's the big deal?
What, you guys?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, the women are not guys. I don't like
a
woman referred to as a guy.
Wow.
What? Wow.
What a chivalrous man.
I know, right. Chivalry's not
dead. Sticking up for your women.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Ken Kronos.
Thank God she's got you, because I don't know what she'd do without you.
That's... I'll pass that along. 13 and change after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos up next here on Good Day.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Bill, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Peterson here with some great winter wellness tips. When it comes to all those pounds you can put on during the holidays, I recommend incorporating protein shakes into your diet. Pure Encapsulations makes pure lean protein blend, and it helps curb your appetite. What I love about it is that it's non-dairy, non-soy vegetarian, so it's great for people with allergies. Now, when it comes to that dry, itchy winter skin, try a steroid-free anti-itch gel. I like Tricom. It's over-the-counter, and it's 5 times more effective than hydrocortisone 1% at relieving itch. Plus, it's great for other skin irritations like bug bites, jewelry, and cosmetic irritation. The best thing you can use to kill germs and to combat cough and cold is Wet Ones antibacterial wipes. They kill 99.99% of germs. Now, if you do get a cold, I recommend Coldies Cold Remedy plus natural multi-symptom relief cold and flu quick melts. These shorten the duration of your cold because they're formulated with zinc gluconate. For more information on everything I talked about, go to videopump.tv.
Time now for us to visit with Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to sort of get a feel from Ken's perspective as the important stories of the week. And we have all this Ebola stuff. Frankly, Ken, I would like to go around the Ebola stuff unless there's something that's really important. It just is the same old stuff over and over again.
Well, there is some good news. The number of new cases is slowing in Liberia. Burials are declining and labs are getting fewer. There are fewer tests, according to the World Health Organization. But, you know, the news is the same. The way it's being handled is not the prettiest.
Well, it's the lady who came back, Miss Hickox, the nurse, who came back from the theater of war, if you will, and had 101 temperature and was quarantined, said what she saw at the airport at Newark was confusion, no leadership, disorganization, all that sort of thing, which is kind of what you'd expect under the circumstances. And so,
well, she's refusing to be quarantined and threatening that she's going to bring a lawsuit. She's refusing to even be self-monitored at home for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she's selfish. I mean, I think there's another nurse in Texas who's taking the opposite approach, voluntary quarantine for 21 days, and seems to be everybody's different. I guess that's the way you are. But it just seems very selfish.
The Defense Department is requiring that the military be quarantined for 3 weeks, and they're taking such a different approach between the military and the non-military, and she's actually a Marine nurse.
42 U.S. soldiers are in quarantine in a complex in Italy after returning from these Ebola missions.
So why are the American people so confused? They're requiring the military, and then they're giving the people who go there as healthcare workers a totally different approach.
Mm-hmm.
So why are the Americans confused?
I don't know. That's a question for later. Let's talk about this compound in cocoa found, which reverses age-related memory loss. That sounds like good news.
This is good news. Out of Nature Neuroscience this week, Doug, in case you need another reason to love chocolate, there's a new study that suggests flavanols are a natural compound found in cocoa tea and some vegetables that can reverse age-related memory loss. Flavanols extracted from cocoa beans improve connections between nerves and a part of the brain involved in memory formation. Flavanols, they reverse mild memory loss in older adults.
All right. And the first human mini stomach. A mini stomach grown in laboratory conditions. What's that scoop?
This is out of medical journal Nature. It's the first functional three-dimensional human stomach tissue in a laboratory. It is grown by scientists using human pluripotent stem cells. The pluripotent stem cells, they can become any cell type in the body. And this effort presents new opportunities for drug discovery, modeling early stages of stomach cancer, and studying some of the underpinnings of obesity-related diabetes.
Wow. Let's help people get their hair back by using Provia. All of our cells change every single day. Well, not all of them, but every 3 weeks, hair going out but not coming back in is a problem. How does Provia fix that?
Provia is a nice alternative for people looking for a natural way to help. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen in our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe that hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I don't have to worry about hair implants going for a consultation, fuller and thicker hair, as promised."
800-543-5817 for Provia to get your hair back naturally. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken. Get a super concentrated Provia. 800-543-5817.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Metallica has been in our ears a lot lately, for whatever the reason. Perhaps one of them is now the announcement that Craig Ferguson, with his lead in the Late Late Show on CBS, is going to have Metallica all week. They will be there playing with him every night, sit in for an interview, perform some songs every night, that sort of thing. This is on the anniversary of the reissue of the Metallica documentary, Some Kind of Monster. Goes out, I think, late in November, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be in the record stores, a vinyl pressing of their new song, Lords of Summer. How's that going to work? That comes out the day after Thanksgiving. How do you do vinyl if there's nothing to play vinyl on?
Well, no, record players are the hot USB record players.
The trendy kids have them, yeah.
Really? Sure, yeah, it's big.
Okay.
Now they're back again.
Up next, Richie has a good story from Kid Rock.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long.
Yes, I do know, Richie.
I used to think that Kid Rock was kind of a punk.
I love him.
And just as he's matured, and I guess as I've matured and got to know him, and actually got the opportunity to see him once or twice, what a good guy. So apparently, 30-year-old Dan McGurk, who has Down syndrome, was celebrating his birthday the other day in Michigan, which is where Kid Rock lives. And he's been sending Kid Rock letters and emails and tweets and just telling him how he's his favorite. Well, Kid Rock decided to show up for his birthday party and signed and gave him a guitar, a baseball hat, and a couple of pictures, and spent 15, 20 minutes with him just talking, chatting about the music and everything. And you should see this guy.
How old is he again?
30-year-old.
And what's his prognosis?
Down syndrome. And his parents and his family were there. He lit up when he saw Kid Rock walking through that restaurant. And it's not like he just walked in and said, hey, how you doing? Here's a guitar balloon. I mean, he sat down and just really gave the guy a moment he'll remember. And it was
Why not?
That's the great power of celebrity.
Power of good, decent people. Here's another story, not exactly like the one you've just given us to think about, Richie. The story of Brittany Maynard, about whom I have spoken before. As she gets closer to her demise, she's trying to fulfill her bucket wish list. And by the way, she has advanced brain cancer. I think I do remember talking about her a month or so ago when it first came that she came out that she wanted to do she wanted to take her own life. Oregon's death with dignity law allows her to do that. And I think I remember specifically saying I supported that. I've said it whenever I've seen any of these stories, because I think it's none of the state's business. It's none of your business. It's nobody's business. If she wants to end her life, that's her decision. Let her make it. Let her do it. So before she does that, however, she wanted to visit the Grand Canyon, and so that's what she's doing this week. So the essence of her deciding to do all of the things that she wanted to do in her life, that she hadn't, throwing caution to the wind and casting her fate to the wind, in essence, she goes to the Grand Canyon, does a few other things. I think she's a relatively young woman, too, if I remember correctly. She's in her 40s.
She is, yeah.
Isn't she? Yeah. So what else did you find out about her, Jen Jen?
I just know that she's young, just from seeing her pictures. I don't even know if she is 40 yet.
Yeah.
I'm not in her shoes.
Yeah, and you would never know what...
You'd never know what you'd do or what you'd... But at this point in my life... I still believe in miracles.
Yeah, well, you want to enjoy every.
You're an example of that, I think, in a sense. Although you never thought about taking your own life when you knew you had cancer.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. I mean, that's, if you die from Hodgkin's lymphoma, you're really ignoring. It's like everything. You shouldn't die from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
No,
but you know, still. I've got to think that I want to live every last moment. And
you, that's you.
Yeah.
And God love you because
especially
you did.
Especially because religion, I don't know. You just feel like there's a plan for everybody, I think.
Mm-hmm. And if that's, hey, if my ticket's going to be punched, my ticket's going to be punched. But I'm
punching you. 28 past the hour.
I don't know.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy. But it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every year, we hold the Wacky Warning Label Contest, and the person who finds the funniest common sense warning label in America wins a prize of $1,000. Over the years, we've seen some pretty hilarious labels, like the one on a motorized go-kart that warned, "This product moves when used," and a 4-inch long fishing lure with huge hooks dangling off the end that warned, "Harmful if swallowed." But did you know that the first Wacky Warning Label we ever saw came from a Halloween costume? That's right. It was found on a Batman cape, and it warned, "Cape does not enable user to fly." Let's be fair, we've had a lot of fun with that one. And when my boys were younger, they appeared on TV shows in France and Japan wearing that cape. The show's hosts wondered why there are so many warnings about common sense things in America. The answer is that with all the frivolous lawsuits here, the courts can sometimes be even scarier than those Halloween costumes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Hello. What's happening with you? That's happening. That's the latest. President Obama is traveling to Portland, Maine today for a campaign event. Representative Mike Michaud.
I wonder how much that's costing.
Close contest for governor there. Really? Who would be in Maine especially? Why would Obama? I can't imagine.
That's he's going to visit that nurse in
Queensland. Right, right, right. Have a hug. You're the nurse. Right. Let's see here. There are some real radical messages. The Senate race in North Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kenny, one is it? We had
North Carolina.
It was $100 million this guy spent already.
Yeah, North Carolina, right.
$100 million. We did the math, and it was it $3 billion. If everybody spent $100 million, there are 33 races in the Senate. Everybody spends $100 million. That would be a $3 billion ticket for a job that pays less than $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
You don't think there's something else going on here?
Exactly. There's power intake.
And that's only the money we know about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How much money was kind of underground spent?
I find very interesting here, boys and girls, Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and all of you.
Yeah, guys.
Democrats seem to be, did I say guys?
No, boys.
We just did.
Yeah. The Latino voters and the younger voters that have been pretty solidly in the Democratic camp, not doing so well in the polls. Either the younger voters and Latinos are going to stay home, or they're going to vote for, if they find moderate Republicans.
They're staying home.
They want to.
They didn't get what they were promised, and they're disenfranchised.
Yeah, I didn't get what I was promised. Really?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the. You have to be bought. It isn't that you understand the issues. It's I didn't get what I was supposed to get, so I'm staying home.
Well, I mean, all these things were promised, and mm-hmm. Where's that now? Where's my job?
Change.
Right.
You got a job? Do I have to have a job in America? You can collect. What do you need a job for?
No, sure. My minimum wage got raised, but I need a job for that to help me out.
Right. All right, let's see here. The situation with the FDA agency has cleared Pfizer's Trememba. trememba to prevent a subtype of meningococcal disease.
Meningococcal.
The reason I bring this up is because last night or the night before last, we were watching something on television. Every single ad was for a drug. And every single ad, it's 20 seconds of why you should take the drug and 30 seconds of why you shouldn't take
the drug.
Yeah,
what could go wrong?
Yeah.
I know.
I don't even begin. I wouldn't go near any of those drugs. I don't even begin to understand the advertising, the thinking that would bring somebody around to thinking that was cool. The thinking, okay, yeah, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to get this drug. Oh, but wait a minute. It'll do this, and this to me if I take it? Does that make any sense? Am I the only one who feels that way?
I want to meet the guy that says, oh, you know what, that can't be bad, when he hears anal bleeding.
Yeah, it's always something from your rear end. Why is it always something from your rear end?
You know, I'm thinking,
like, a kid wants you to have explosive bouts of diarrhea. You know, who wants that?
I'll take the heart attack. Thank you very much.
By the way, with the elections in the focus, may I go back for a second, boys and girls?
Okay.
Election day is next Tuesday.
Very good, Dudley, yeah.
If you look at the issues that are being discussed, there are people who are upset about health care for sure, Ebola, things like that, the whole business of the defense budget thing, but right down to the brass knob on the door of the voting booth, the defining issue is still Bill Clinton's "It's the economy, stupid."
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
James Carville created that. Jobs, housing, taxes, they are all about money. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago? And the answer is no, 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 and no. For 95%.
The economy's better every way you measure it, we're being told.
Yeah, by we being told that.
Do you know that home ownership is at a 20-year low?
Yeah.
Like down to like 63 or 65%.
The banks are making it very difficult. If you haven't got a 20% down payment, forget it. Interest rates are low. That's cool. But other than that, and they're still taking the shots. I've been in a situation with a bank that owns my house in California to renegotiate the amount that I was paying for the monthly payment because the rate of the house went down. We've been in negotiations for 3 years, and they still haven't come up with anything. In the meantime, the value of the house has gone back up again to where it was when I first started asking the questions 3 years ago. So
home ownership down to 64.4%, lowest since 1983.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make it easy for you to get a house anymore or keep it.
So what do?
You when they made it easy to get a house, look what happened to us.
And everybody did, you're right.
Right. So, I mean, there's got to be this happy medium, but right now they're apparently choking the whole industry.
Are you excited? Basketball starts today, right? Tonight?
I am. My brother has season tickets, and I get to go for free quite a few times during the season.
So basketball, hockey started too, right, Jen?
Yeah.
Hockey's already in session.
Baseball season's over yesterday. The National League team won.
I'm National League team.
I'm happy for the National League, but the Giants.
No, well, Jen and I are National League.
Mm-hmm. I know you. And I'm an American League person, and so is Kenny. So we cancel each other out. LeBron James.
No, I'm National. Sorry.
Are you really?
Nice.
Yeah. Can I just say something about the San Francisco Giants? Congratulations. Okay, whatever. Everybody wanted the underdog, the Royals, to win.
Yeah.
There are people in this world who just know how to get it done when it needs to be done.
And those guys, you can be so good on paper and just stink in the offseason.
Yeah, those guys, when it gets down to it and it needs to get done, that double play they pulled in the fourth or fifth inning was nothing short of amazing, a miracle. And what Baumgartner did with that five innings he pitched.
Madison Baumgartner.
Unbelievable.
What a great name.
It just they pulled off some plays last night where you're just like, this is crazy. So as much as I wanted Kansas City to win and as much as everybody wanted the underdog, you got to give it to those guys. They know how to get it done when need be.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can give it to them. I don't care, too.
I know.
LeBron James is another example. He reminds me of Kobe Bryant and some of these other whining, spoiled, no good, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't want the hate mail, so I'm just going to shut up about it.
Makes his return to Cleveland take on the New York Knicks tonight. 20,000 fans in the arena paying $1,000 a ticket.
Basketball is super expensive.
People were in the streets burning his jersey 3 years ago when he left.
And what about that in San Francisco, by the way? Nice riots, huh?
Yeah.
After the win. What are
shot.
You, LA? I know. It's like the stupidest thing. I mean, give me a break.
All right, speaking of LA, Jennifer.
Peggy. This is where I am.
Los Angeles is hosting the first annual Hello Kitty Con.
Thank God.
Starting today. In celebration devoted to the kitty, what is it? Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Okay. So Little Tokyo is going to be the site for the festival. Toy collectors, art inspired by Hello Kitty. This is a British girl, not a cat, folks.
Meow.
Got it?
Got it.
I'm surprised I knew that.
No, I think you would know Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. This is Dougie. We are about to pause a moment. When we come back, we'll have joy here.
Who knew there would be singing? I'm going home now.
Really?
And end scene.
La, da, da. La, 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 la.
Why don't I just do this?
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Joy Brown is with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can
wait a minute. She is.
Huh. And you've been so busy yakking.
We were.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
hold
ding.
Hold on. I'll get it right here.
All right. So Dr. Joy Brown is on this program when Richie's got his head screwed on straight. The website, drjoy.com, full of information about relationships, how to make yourself happier, okay. How to work your way through issues that all of us have. You can call her toll-free line any time of the day or night and ask her a question which she'll answer on the air from noon to 3 any day. Find out where she is by going to drjoy.com. And the phone number is 855-99-DR-JOY. Who couldn't remember that? 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay, Joy, that name in and of itself promotes happiness. I bet a lot of people ask you it's sort of an innocuous question, but how can I be happy, Dr. Joy?
Well, I think you choose. I mean, I think that happiness really is a choice.
Yep.
That things happen to everybody, and the question is not, you know, why did it happen, but how do we respond? And so, I'll give you a quick example, which is, you know, with the Ebola stuff going on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so I literally ended up giving talks on the subway.
As she coughs.
Talks on the subway. Fever.
Yeah.
They're running fever, so it's okay. excuse me, although that nurse is amazing. I know. All right, so I said to people, look, one of two things is true with Ebola. Because basically we still don't know why the 20% of people, not who are exposed to it, but who actually have Ebola, survive. No, we don't know the difference between that group and those that succumb, number one. Number two, that there may be the issue that Americans, for example, and Canadians are just have better nutrition, better health care, better sanitation, so that we're going to be less susceptible, plus the American medical system, which, to be quite honest, I have a little less faith in. Or it's not true that, in fact, this is a pandemic. So my birthday was last week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I got a card from BSW saying $5 off shoes. Well, I got to tell you, the last thing in the world I need is another pair of shoes, but $5 off. So I went and looked, and I found these boots that were on sale, and plus I had $5 off, and I thought, I don't need these boots. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to die in the next couple of months, mm-hmm. I'm going to get these. So I bought the boots, and those are called my Ebola boots. Mm-hmm. And I've told everybody that story because, for me, that is exactly the answer to the question that you asked. Is there things in this life that we have no control over? And there's worrying about something over which you have no control is just a waste.
And that's
just
the Ebola.
Will bleed it off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, or
a lot of other things. Yeah,
but
right.
And so you do what you can do, which at that moment I figured this $25 pair of boots is going to make me happy, and therefore I should offer these $25 pair of boots. They're my Ebola boots, and that I think is the answer. It doesn't necessarily have to do with buying something.
It's funny though. You're so right. You watch. I'm just logged into Facebook, and you can see people who choose to live life and be happy, and people who choose to be angry at everything, scared of everything. Everything gets them down. I unfriend people who all of their posts are just about the misery of life. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. You know what? I'm going to have a good time today, whether you're moaning and bitching or not.
If you want to be
I'm
going to
have
the rest
fun.
Of your life.
Well, that's
so go whine in the corner.
If
don't
someone
bother me.
Says no one's going to take, they use this term. Unfortunately, they said no one could take away my joy from me, and I thought, are we talking about me? And I don't think they were.
So let's go one step further. My daughter said something the other day. Somebody made me.
Doug Stephan, good day.
And I said, be quiet. And I said, nobody can make you do anything. Mm-hmm. You are the one who decides whether you do this or
so
do that.
So she said, so Dad, I'm not going to bed, and right. I'm not eating my spinach.
Well, no.
You can't make me.
With reaction
exactly.
to how she feels.
Let me just say one thing about feelings. Feelings none of us have any control over. Behavior, we have to have ultimate control over. Our feelings just happen. We're going to feel sad. We're going to feel happy. But we can choose what to do with those feelings. And when your daughter says, I don't have to eat her spinach, she's just going to remind you, you said nobody can make her do anything.
Right. To the finish line, Popeye.
All right, he's not going to shut up until we let him.
Listen, you let me? What do you mean, until you let me?
Go ahead. It's your turn now.
How do you, we're successful. We get to that point of being successful and being happy. How do you stay that way after you have made it?
But happiness isn't like a destination.
Well, for somebody else, though. That's what they think, Joy.
Well, but I think that's, you know, people who will sort of smile at a kid with a dirty face or smile at a sunset or smile at the fact that, that they just bench pressed five more pounds than they did before are going to be a lot happier than people who need to win the lottery to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So choose to be happy by small things on an ongoing basis. But happiness, like life, is a dynamic state. It's going to change. And the things that made you happy at 20 are not necessarily going to be the things that make you happy at 40. And the things that made you happy yesterday may not be exactly what you have in mind today. It's a changing kind of thing, but you can always opt for, all right, what are my options here? I can choose to be unhappy about this. I can choose to learn from it. And anything you learn from is a gift, right? People pay $65,000 a year to go to Harvard. Right. If you can learn from something that didn't seem very, very happy or good at the time, you can go on from it.
I think one of the things I've observed with people that I know who are control freaks, they're never really happy.
Never have control.
No. Exactly so.
A control freak will never control everything he wants to control.
Right. Yep. So they're not happy.
You guys actually don't need me. Just kind of, go ahead and learn.
We don't need Rich. We do need you.
Aww.
Wow. Check out
love
Dr.
you all.
Because I'm the one that makes the music
be
go louder.
Be happy today. Be happy.
Dr. Joy.
Turns off your mic.
.com 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Yeah.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
The Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump? Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellers in their mix.
Putting on the Ritz by Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle from the movie Young Frankenstein, which was the number one Halloween movie in 1974. Nothing but foolishness. Mel Brooks at his best. Silly, silly, silly stuff.
Chucker is Seth, what's his face? Seth MacFarlane. Anywhere even close to replacing Mel Brooks?
No.
No, he's not in that league.
He's a smug, smarmy.
But he's trying to do stupid slapstick comedy. Nobody else is, and it's funny.
Stupid. The cowboy he just did was
smug. Audience, different generation. You know, the interesting thing about Mel Brooks, 1974, think about this. Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein released the same year. I mean, that's incredible.
Wow.
I hosted a revival. I did a revival of Young Frankenstein about 4 months ago, and that number with Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle singing on the Ritz is as funny and brilliant and genius a scene as you'll ever see in a movie on the big screen.
So let me ask
really
you this.
Amazing.
Could you do a revisit to the movie Blazing Saddles nowadays? It's as fun PC as that movie is. Could Mel Brooks even make a movie
I know exactly what you're saying, but it plays very popular among in the revival circuit around the country.
It's a fine movie.
It's screened many dozens of times around the country during the calendar year.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you, which scary movie series is your favorite? A, Halloween. B, Friday the 13th. C, Nightmare on Elm Street. D, Saw. E, Paranormal Activity. F, Other. G, I don't like scary movies. That's me. We'll get Chuckers' answer to this in just a moment here on Good Day.
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Don't miss the store-wide savings and shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. And Kohl's is your Disney Frozen destination. Save on a huge assortment of Frozen products, including everything from fashion to home. Many you'll find only at Kohl's. Plus, sign up for Kohl's Yes to You Rewards and get rewarded for shopping. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, find your yes. Kohl's.
All right, so Chuck, the poll asks, which scary movie series is your favorite? What's yours? You're the expert when it comes to scary movies.
It's Halloween because it's Halloween. You know, John Carpenter's theme music fits the season, you know, like a glove. And I love the original film, and I like Halloween 2 a lot. I think it's one of the more underrated sequels. It sort of plays like a perfect bookend to the original film, and I like Halloween 3 and 4.
How many are there?
And H2O. I think there's a total of 8, I believe.
Really? Are they still doing them? Would they do another one?
And the two Rob Zombie remakes, which I don't even recognize because I despise them that much.
Really? Halloween. But you've seen all these, right? Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Saw. You like all that stuff.
Yeah, I have them on an endless loop in my house.
And his daughters were
in there. Yeah.
All right, what's in movie news today, Chucker?
Interesting. Chris Nolan's Interstellar, which opens on November 7th, starring Matthew McConaughey, now getting wildly split reaction among the nation's top critics. While some, what I read, really dig the movie, some find the movie interesting but hollow in terms of storytelling. We'll see how that plays out at the box office when the film hits theaters next week. Nightcrawler, which hits theaters tomorrow, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who I believe lost like 25 or 30 pounds.
Hey, he looks freaky in this movie.
It's getting one of the strongest marketing campaigns I remember in recent memory for a non-superhero action movie. It must be really good for the studio to spend that much money on TV trailers.
And there has to be Oscar buzz if he lost weight, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Jennifer guaranteed Oscar. And one other bit of TV news, the planned spinoff of The Walking Dead pilot has a director and should start filming before year's end. I'm a big fan, as you know, of The Walking Dead. I think it has probably the best social media marketing campaign for a TV show I've ever seen.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, here every day on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.